A reading from Matthew 6:5-6. And when you pray, do not be like the hypocrites, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and on the street corners to be seen by men. I tell you the truth, they have received their reward in full. But when you pray, go into your room, close the door, and pray to your Father, who is unseen. Then your Father, who sees what is done in secret, will reward you.
This is a bit complicated to unpack, but we live in the age of advertising, in the age where making things public is kind of second nature to us. And doing things privately where there is no promise of any reward of any kind is contrary to how we have been educated and how we have been brought up. But here Jesus is once again saying, you have received your reward in full if you're like the hypocrites and you're publicizing your righteousness, which is simply publicizing self. So it's self-adulation, self-worship that's actually going on, and there is no words going up to God. There's just this this public display, which we're kind of used to in our own time, but here he's saying something that really does rub against the grain, because he's saying, quiet down. Get with me. Be silent. And get with the Holy Spirit so that your words can actually rise up to the one who is listening and knows even before you said them what you need or what you're asking for.
Well, for Jesus, at the very core of this is the attitude behind prayer. Or the reason for praying. Are you praying so that people see you and hear you, or are you in conversation with God? I've heard some people take this and say, see, you're not supposed to pray in public. Well, that would be contrary to other things where Jesus says, when you are together, agree in prayer. When I'm there with you, when two or three gather in my name, I'm right there in the midst. So Jesus is not making a statement about public prayer as much as he's making a statement about why are you praying. Do you do it out in public at the synagogue or on the street corner because you want people to recognize you as having all of the spiritual language right? Or is this a conversation with your God? And that conversation gets most developed in the intimate place of being in secret. What some of the mystics refer to as the prayer closet. Being alone with God and having that dialogue with him where you're really developing the ability to hear his voice and to be in connection with him on a regular basis.
I sometimes love in worship hearing following the liturgy and following public prayer, which is prescribed. Sometimes that's quite beautiful, and sometimes the collects and other things that have been written centuries before really touch the heart. At other times, though, spontaneous prayer is very powerful. And I know that when I've led Bible study classes and things of that nature, I know one thing, that when I lead in prayer, which is not always, but when I do, I never have prescribed what I'm going to say. I let loose and let the Holy Spirit guide my words that seem to tumble out one after the other in ways that surprise me. So they're coming deeply within the subconscious rather than the conscious mind. I like both, but I've been surprised by the power of a spontaneous prayer.
Well, for me, I fortunately grew up in a tradition where spontaneous prayer was the norm, and so it's become very comfortable to me. But I come back to the issue of what is the purpose and the reason for our prayer. I know people that have written out their prayers for public worship, and they're eloquent. And I never felt stumbling over them or the words because it wasn't about them. These were truly praying people. And so they were just helping us as the body to move into prayer. I know others who've prepared prayers, and it's very difficult because you sense that it's about the words that have been prepared rather than praying. So Jesus comes back to, why are you doing what you're doing?